Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right back to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for going. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, I was going to talk about foreign policy, but the university situation. I had an argument with somebody 4 or 5 months ago, and I said, you know, it also spawns really good jobs. And he goes, yeah, but the money we're putting into it, and I said, we're not. Like you were talking about the funding, nowhere near what we used to. And then he brought up Epic. And I go, there's a perfect example of what I'm talking about is Epic. Where do you think Epic came from? And he's like, well, I said, she went to school at the University of Wisconsin. How do you talk to people like this, man?
Yeah, well, here's the thing, Dick, and I feel very strongly about this. So people really give this some thought. People look on education, some people do it as utilitarian. In other words, it's all, sort of dollars and cents and how many jobs can it create and can it be train you and so on. Well, when you look at it that way, Walker tried to do that because he himself has no real experience. And he wanted to change the mission statement of Wisconsin to simply say that it's a training ground for Wisconsin business, instead of that it's the winnowing of truth and so forth. The truth of the matter is that you want a large university encompassing all subjects, yes, engineering and business, but also philosophy, sociology, political science, Spanish, Italian, French, English, everything. If you take a look at the places that have the biggest conglomerations of universities, take Boston, where they have MIT and Harvard, they have Boston University, Boston College, a lot of others. That is one of the most vibrant economies in the country. And not because any of those universities are utilitarian and are just trying to churn out business school grads. Nothing wrong with business school. I mean, it's a great thing if you want to study it. But if you have a great university, that has an overall effect on the economy and employment that's difficult to measure in advance. I'll give you one measure that you can measure. How about grants? UW, one time number three in the country, getting $300 million in grants and more, just UW-Madison. That's a lot of money, most of it getting spent in Wisconsin. And these are people, these are professors. They're not wealthy people, but they're using their brains to invent things or to study things and to write reports that the government and different agencies think are useful. You cannot have a narrow-minded, employment-only look at education. So when you're talking to somebody and they say, well, is it worth it? Yeah, it's worth it. Any university is worth it. But more importantly, the university was given or it was funded 47% of its operating revenue back in when I was in law school in 1972. And now it's about 17%. It's going down. Some out in the West, in the red states, 5%. Now, remember something. Donors contribute a lot of money to the UW. Even though it's a state university, donors contribute a lot of money to the UW. A lot of money. They're individual donors who have contributed hundreds of millions of dollars. Remember something else. The athletics is largely donor-funded. Things like stadiums, things like extra money for coaches and all that kind of thing. Because donors, alums who attended the university and were have great memories of being on the swimming team or the track team or something are funding it. And then there are fundraising initiatives where they try to raise hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe $1 billion, and people contribute. So this is not just all state funding, but the truth is that if you took out the University of Wisconsin system from Wisconsin or denigrated it down to some of what they have in the red states, that withers the economy. It withers the economy. So if you are talking to somebody who says that it's all about jobs, A, it's not all about jobs, but B, even if it were, this is where you get the jobs. This is where you get the jobs. Epic is a good example. I don't know where the CEO went, I think she did some work at the University of Pennsylvania. I don't know if she did some work at Madison or not, but she has in Madison, she has an inexhaustible supply of computer people, engineers, and others, many of them UW grads, many of them UW grads. I have a nephew that went there and majored in computer science. It's a great major. But, you know, French is a great major, and so is philosophy, and so is English, so is physics, so is engineering, so is everything. You want an educated citizenry. If you have an uneducated citizenry, they don't know what rights they have, and they give them up too easily. An educated citizenry is the basis of democracy. So, no, it's not all about jobs. It's about a university, the soul of the state. The boundaries of the University of Wisconsin are the boundaries of Wisconsin itself. They have ag instruction around the state. They have medical presence around the state. But the second thing is, even if you concede for the sake of argument that it's only about jobs, this is the source of jobs. And not by having a handful of Republicans with no business experience, servile to their donors, trying to compute dollars and cents in immediate return. They have no idea what they're talking about. No idea what they're talking about. No idea what they're talking about. Because ultimately, when you have a major university like Madison, UWM, the rest of the UW system for that matter, that means jobs, and it does not mean just people who work at the university. That's not what I'm talking about. But this anti-intellectual business about, well, we don't need a university. If we do, it should be a training ground for business and so on. These are people who don't know anything about business that say that. These are people who don't know anything about economics or financing who say that. Take a look around the country. The most prosperous areas are the ones with a conglomeration of the best universities. Boston, New York, California, Wisconsin. Wisconsin, we're an average state in population and wealth, right in the middle. If you did a median of wealth and population, we'd be right about the middle. And yet we punch above our weight. The 34th best university in the world. In the world. Third in federal grants at one time. Then we slipped to fifth. I hope we're still in the top 10. This kind of policy that has withered away at the University of Wisconsin has resulted in the loss of hundreds of millions of dollars of grants, which would have come here. We lose faculty. We lose top grad students. They get recruited. They love it. They love Madison. They love Milwaukee. They love living here. Great, great, great living circumstances near Lake Michigan over here, near the lakes over in Madison. Great recreation, clean environment. And then they're told, well, the legislature is going to cut you and blah, blah, blah. They go somewhere else. That's really a great loss. We're going to the lines. Betsy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Betsy. What's on your mind today?
Yes, and they lost tenure and they moved out. There was an exit when Scott Walker came in and trying to destroy our university. Oh my gosh. I don't know what the Republican philosophy is anymore. Nihilism, I don't know. But, you know, our university is great. And they did. They did a lot of thousand cuts. And we're still recovering from what they, the Walker administration has done. And the attack still continues. They put infiltrators in. Remember, Governor Evers couldn't even put his own people that he'd like in there, and that, you know, Scott Walker appointed people wouldn't leave. I don't even know if they're still there, Matt. You know right. What I'm saying? The list goes on and on and on. I mean, anyone who votes Republican, please wake up. They are killing our country.
Betsy, you nailed it. As always, you nailed it. And what Betsy's referring to is not just financial. Scott Walker got rid of statutory tenure. We had statutory tenure, which means that there's a peer-reviewed basis for it. The department will get together. They look at all the publications. They look at all the lectures and the teaching and all that, the grants, and then they would recommend some people for tenure. And basically, Scott Walker took away, most of faculty input into governance. A university is not just a corporation. You don't just say to the professors, well, you have no part in governance and tenure is in question. No, you don't do that. These people can go to any university in the country. They're going to say, hey, I can go to another country and I'm willing to take a slight pay cut here, but I'm not willing to give up tenure. And I'm not willing to have some guy just say to me, this is how it's going to get run and not listen to me when I'm an expert in this area. The Republican Party under Walker has assaulted this university and dragged it down. And it has not gone down easily. And the fact is they're fighting back. They're magnificent. They're magnificent. I know these people in Madison and Milwaukee. But they need support. And Evers will support them. But Republicans who may be listening, listen to this. Destroying the University of Wisconsin, the jewel of Wisconsin and of its culture, the soul of Wisconsin, the biggest supporter was Fighting Bob La Follette. Abraham Lincoln is the one who gave land-grant colleges the land to build universities. This has a long and storied history. It needs more funding. It needs a restoration of statutory tenure, of faculty governance, inclusion in the governance. It needs a new college. This is just one building, engineering, letters, and science in Madison. But UWM needs it, and every other campus needs it. It's the best investment any society ever had. You go to the poorest, most primitive societies in the world, and they don't have universities. And if they do, the faculty's under constant attack. Got to stop it. We got to have faculty. We got to have legislative support for the University of Wisconsin. We got to have it now. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. We'll be right back.